Good afternoon. A fair amount of sunshine for the first half of the day across interior New York and New England has allowed temperatures to climb off our morning lows, and most everyone will reach into the lower to mid 80s with moderate to higher levels of humidity for the rest of the day. In this environment, the instability generated will produce towering cumulus clouds, eventually leading to a few widely scattered thunderstorms. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the west, where an area of energy associated with a cold front will pivot through the Great Lakes and into the region. This will touch off more scattered showers and thunderstorms, some of which could be on the stronger side with heavy downpours and gusty winds toward central New York. As we head toward the latter portion of the afternoon and into the evening hours, some of these storms will hold together and move through interior New York and New England for the latter stages of the day and even after sunset tonight. As we get into the overnight hours, the energy will pivot through the rest of the region and showers and storms will come to an end. Skies will remain mostly cloudy and lows will be back into the 60s. A northwest breeze will kick in for the day on Friday, and gradually the humidity levels will come down. Sunshine to start the day on Friday will eventually mix with some clouds as some energy will still have to pivot through the region, and there is the risk of a shower across the Adirondacks and Green Mountains on Friday afternoon. Still, just about everyone else will be completely dry with highs back into the upper 70s. As we get into the weekend, high pressure will take over. Still a little bit of energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, so not completely sunny, but I think we'll have a fair amount of sunshine both days, mixed with some clouds. Saturday's highs in the mid-70s and bouncing back toward 80 on Sunday. In fact, the nice weather looks like it'll stretch into the early part of next week with a mix of sun and clouds on Monday and Tuesday and highs both days near 80. The next chance of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms showing up on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the front that brought showers and thunderstorms to our region south into the mid-Atlantic will work its way off the coast, and slightly lower humidity will build in today into the Ohio Valley, while a second cold front will approach from the north and west, bringing threats for diurnally enhanced thunderstorms, some of which could be strong or even severe, with heavy rain from the upper Midwest into portions of the Ohio Valley. Meanwhile, another round of heavy rain, though perhaps a bit south of yesterday's round, is anticipated across some of Kansas and Oklahoma, particularly western parts of the state, through tonight and into tomorrow morning. Given the locally heavy rain which fell across parts of Kansas and Missouri earlier in the week, and the multiple rounds expected ahead, flooding and flash flooding will be a threat. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 119 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 36 at Copper Basin, Idaho, Gates Park, Montana, and Sawmill Park, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, partly sunny in New York City with a scattered shower or thunderstorm and highs in the middle to upper 80s. Showers and thunderstorms likely in Boston in the mid 80s, otherwise mostly cloudy. And mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms in Buffalo with highs in the middle to upper 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees. The average low, 61. The record high 95 set in 1983 and in 1909, and the record low 46 in 1948. Sunrise this morning was at 5:54 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:07 p.m., 14 hours and 13 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny, still humid today with a few scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm, highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the middle 80s. A few showers tonight, otherwise turning partly cloudy with lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny and humid today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, clearing out with lows in the lower 60s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills. Partly sunny and a bit humid today, with a few scattered showers and perhaps a thunderstorm, highs in the mid-80s, becoming partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny and humid today with a few scattered showers and perhaps a thunderstorm and highs in the lower to mid-80s. Any showers will end tonight, partly cloudy overnight with lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for Friday, we'll look for a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler with lower humidity, upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds in the mid-70s on Saturday. Back to mostly sunny skies and highs near 80 on Sunday. Monday, a mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s, mostly sunny near 80 on Tuesday, and a chance of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday with highs reaching the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.